Catch and maybe don't release. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. I was talking the other day with regular contributor Josh Mills about his appetite for the fish that he catches, and he had quite a good answer.
Oftentimes, you don't always want to release everything you catch. And so if you're out at a lake and they have a limit and you catch a few nice fish, one of the best ways that you can process them outside of barbecuing or anything like that is firing up your smoker. I've got a pretty good little recipe that works really, really well for us, whether we're using salmon or steelhead or just regular trout. You need to submerge all the fish in a mixture of water, Lowry's sugar cure, and then brown sugar. And you're usually 2 cups of sugar cure to the 1 cup of brown sugar. Stir it up, and what I do is I chunk out of the fish. I don't fillet. You're certainly welcome to fillet them, but I have better success, and you waste less when you just cut sections of the fish up, including the backbone, and let them sit for 6 to 12 hours before firing up the smoker. And at that point, it doesn't take too long. I've seen with trout, 3 to 5 hours. Steelhead and salmon are going to be bigger depending on the size of the fish, of course, and fat content. Using alderwood seems to work the best for me. I mean, everybody's got their own tried and true smoker recipe, but this one maybe I thought could use for some other people who haven't used something like this before. But again, it's sugar cure, brown sugar, water, marinate it for 12 hours, smoke it in about 200 to 250 degrees in your smoker using alderwood chips, and it seems to turn out fantastic.
Find Sportsman Spotlight at aginfo.net.